We're joined now by Brian Stroman from Progressive Ag, and we'll get these closing markets here. And Brian, holiday today, and the market was everything we expected it would be on a holiday like this.
You're right, Jamie. I think as we look at the markets, just a thin holiday trade. You look at the wheat complex, we are, you know, seeing some red ink there. Wheat certainly struggled today. The market's oversold, and we're trading near contract lows. And you look at the dollar has been stronger this week, and again, not far off its recent high. We've also got some rain falling in the southern plains, and I think that's adding some weakness there. The corn market, very close to unchanged, and, you know, it's pushing up against resistance. Need some fresh news to push it through that. The year around E15, again, did not make it into the government funding package last week, and that was a little disappointing to the corn market as well. And you look at soybeans bouncing back today. Again, weather in Brazil is good, but there has been some recent export demand, and the weekly export inspections on Monday were strong and above expectations and estimates.
And pretty quiet as well with the livestock markets here kind of going sideways throughout most of the day today.
You know they are. I think you look at the live cattle, feeder cattle, just a softer tone. We've seen a pretty good push in those markets here the last few weeks. And you look at the live cattle, the cold storage report showed stocks up from last month. We traded down to the 200-day moving average yesterday, and we bounced off that. But again, we're waiting for that cash to trade this week, and that that holiday thinly traded market remains in place for the live cattle as well. Feeders trading with a softer tone today. We had a decent day on Monday with the live cattle down, but they're giving up some of those gains today. And the funds do hold a long position in that market, and we'll continue to watch and see if there's any liquidation of those positions as we move into the new year. You look at the lean hogs, kind of a mixed bag. The we were under some pressure this morning. Again, that quarterly hogs and pigs report came out on Monday. All hogs 1% higher than expected, and the September to November pig crop was 1.5% higher than expected. So I think that added some weakness. The cash and the cutouts have also been softer here over the past few sessions.
Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag.